I had another idea for a fucking sketch the other day. I can't. Oh yeah, it's like a. So it's like a dog fight, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
So it's in like a warehouse. Real,
we
can
use
real,
my dog.
Real tough urban setting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very urban
and
setting.
And it's all these dudes that are like, yeah, and then I'm, you know, we'll write the N-word into it. There'll be a lot of guys saying, yeah, you know.
Like Scorsese
I'm gonna
or
say,
like
I'm
going to
say my man
Tarantino.
Right now. You know what I mean when I'm saying. It's like, yeah, my man, let me get, put, you know, so they're setting up the dog fight. They got the dogs in the pit, and they're like, yeah, you ready to do this shit, my man? You ready to do this? You know, so this is like the UPN 20 version of the sketch. You know, like, so they got the dogs there, and then there's a guy with like a boom box, and he hits play on the boom box.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the audio is like obviously coming from the boom box. It's not, you know, overlaid the shot. And then out of the boom box, they're all listening to like, in the arms of an angel. Like, that's their favorite shit at the dog fight.
Yeah.
That's the song they
listen
to.
The one from the commercial.
They're like, yeah, that's my shit, my man.
My man.
Yeah. That's the sketch idea.
Do you think
really
like Tarantino, like he's like
stupid,
at his
my
keyboard?
My man, please.
Tarantino has a lot of my mans running around.
Oh, guys, stop it.
So to answer the question, yes, the show is bigoted. It is ironic, but, you know, what does it matter? Because it's a slippery slope, irony. Look, you know, look, that's why I had to leave Twitter. Van Coulter's going to openly defend the American Nazi Party.
Yeah, that's tough.
There's no room for guys like me anymore, at least online. Relegated to the world of podcasts where there's still a little bit of nuance left.
Yeah.
You know?
This is nuance, dude.
That's what I was thinking.
I would break my heart if my daughter ever brought a my man home.
Shut up. They don't keep well.
And you know what? Glass jars really don't keep well. That's why I started using these new stuff from the Container Store.
Are you doing Adam's thing where you steal the thing someone says right before?
No, I was doing a live read for our sponsor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and continue.
Use promo code CUMTOWN at the Container Store. Or just go in there and if you go up to the cashier and say, where am I?
Nope.
That's part of the promo.
You have to use it.
Call in the N-word at the Container Store and get 15% off all orders now. Go in. Christmas special. Just go into any store, really. Scream the N-word. Say, Cumtown, give me the Cumtown discount. For our sponsors. Our sponsor, every store in the country.
A Jimmy Jazz. Go to Jimmy Jazz.
Go to Apple Bottom Jeans.
AppleBottomJeans.co.
And say, let me get a free sample. Let me get a taste test.
And then try and sniff the sales girl's ass.
Yeah.
The Enigma
was about.
Code.
I thought they were doing some kind of touchy-feely shit about how you
help like crack the Enigma machine.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
The code word, you know why they call it the Enigma machine.
Okay. It'd be funny if they just made him like...
The Germans are like, we will encode everything with a word that they cannot say, but we can say it as racist.
Well, they were saying it.
Well, yeah, that was state policy.
That's
back
the
in
bit,
the
dude. Of course, I know that. The Nazis didn't use the N-word. Know what the N-words were.
Yes. Being able to rip people's hands off is not a desirable trait.
Yep.
Thank you.
How did that get bred out of us?
Preach, brother.
What do you have to say about that? God?
Uh-huh.
Nothing? Because you... Wait, no.
No, the
who's,
other way.
Yeah,
God's
yeah.
against
yeah.
revolution. Yeah. Yeah.
Bill
Nye, evolution.
What do you have to say about that? Neil deGay. Neil deGay.
Yeah. Now get over here so I can rip your fucking hands off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd say to him. Nice. You know, if we were having our debate series, chimp versus God.
And it's, yeah. And what you're, it's not racist because it doesn't correspond to the two people.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's us on the, it's us on the poster. Chimp versus God.
You're like, no, I just meant.
No, it's about evolution. So me and Neil deGrasse Tyson on a poster.
I didn't mean to put chimp under him and God under me. That was the graphic designer's choice.
I didn't. That wasn't my point. I was.
Oh, fuck.
That would, how horrific that would be, because that one's like so much worse than the Philandro Castile one.
Yeah, it is. But
they straight
that,
up like
that
just murdered
so bad,
that man.
Yeah, I mean they did the same thing with Philando. Just
they
guy wasn't
did.
A big a dickhead about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they did.
That's
but
the only
didn't.
Difference.
No, the Philando one, you don't. It starts off and he's already shot.
Right. That's
so
true.
You don't know.
That's true. That's true.
You don't know what happened. I mean, yeah. I agree that they murdered him and like that,
they
that,
absolutely
that event,
murdered
that
him.
That event, like, it tells you everything you need to know about the fucking NRA because they were,
right,
like,
right, right.
Everybody's there's two sides to every story.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they go to bat for like a licensed concealed carry guy?
Because he's black.
Because he's black.
Yeah. Again, that's yeah. like all you fucking need to know about that organization. That yeah. and
Charlton
N Heston. Does not stand for what I thought it did. I made that mistake, and it's like, well, is it really that racist of me, considering
right.
their track record?
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I know I do that with every organization that has an N in the name. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't even want to know what I thought Nintendo stood for.
Why do you think Nick's not allowed on the NBA podcast, guys?
Yeah.
Why?
You know why. Because of what he thinks the N stands for.
Yeah, it's NBA stands for Knicks Black Association.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about his own name this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Knicks Black Association.
Stealing.
Knicks Black Associations. It's just what you associate. The things you associate with black people.
The only good thing I like anymore is the National Basketball Association. Stav and I went to
Wait,
a basketball game.
Wait, that's what it
game.
Stands for?
Yeah.
I thought it said, boo, and apes.
First of all, I'm Sex Stavros.
You're not Sex
Stavros. Go to the
Sex Stavros.
We should go to that techno club.
No, we're not going to the Bergheim.
I'm Dark
or
Nick.
We're
going
to go to Bergheim.
Dark Nick.
Yeah, dude, I'm Nega Nick.
What was that?
Nega Nick? Like Nega Duck.
Nice.
Oh.
Nega Duck, who's Darkwing Ducks.
I remember.
Yeah.
I know.
The
I just want you to
version
say it
of
again.
Darkwing Duck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man,
what,
they really got close with that
Yo,
one.
Yo, they really did.
Wow.
They were
there. I didn't
even realize
that.
They were on that tightrope.
That.
That's like when people are like, actually, this children's show has a lot of jokes for adults.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's one of them.
For a very specific kind of adult.
Yeah, like Winnie the Pooh. He's got a friend named Tigger. That's a joke for adults. Yeah. Children don't get that one, but us adults, we sure as shit get that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good bit for that's a hack black comics bit. The one he jumps the most, you know, he's like the most athletic,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
et cetera.
Extra bone.
Mm-hmm. I never knew someone could say slurs so flawlessly.
Yeah. A deaf Tony the Tiger named Noni the Niger.
There you go, dude.
Yeah, dude. You just gotta tap into the weed mindset.
That's just you thinking about weed.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. How about this? You'll get regular high.
I love Noni the Niger.
I'll
People are like, excuse me?
He's
you know,
deaf.
From Flossed Flakes.
Yeah, those are just did we do the Riddler? Not yet. The Diddler. Is that too easy?
Yeah.
Child molester.
I mean, it's just the Riddler, but
the N word.
Yeah, but it ends in ER.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, it ends in LER.
Oh man, that's a really funny word.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm imagining it, and I do want to. This is the most I've ever been tempted to drop an N-bomb on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like his thing is he goes into the bank and he says that, and people are like, "What the fuck did he just say?" He's like, "It's not the same word."
Technically, I'm okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And they're like, "I don't know what to do." And he's like, "Well, give me the money."
Oh, it's a white guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who says it?
And then people can't figure out. Yeah.
Is that? I mean, technically, yeah. it's not it. I
Riddle
guess.
Riddle me this, Batman. Am I allowed to say this? He's like, "I don't know.
No,
I don't know." But is that a bad word or not?
Just dropping a very strategic L
in the middle of that word.
He has it written all over his clothes too.
He's wearing like FUBU trousers.
Just say it.
The Blankler.
Fuck.
Okay.
fuck.
Lo-
like, you know, like an alternate universe Viggo Mortensen. It just has like a, he's like a Darkwing Duck, mm-hmm. Negaduck character.
Oh, but that one, Negaduck is...
Yeah, that's wild.
That's tough, yeah.
too. Especially because I thought, I thought Darkwing Duck was black.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm.
So they true. Can both be black.
But this
the implication
isn't
that they're different races. It's yeah. that Negaduck is a criminal and Darkwing Duck is a private investigator.
Oh, like the Chris Rock bit. The classic.
yeah.
yeah. Yeah. You got yeah. two different types.
Like, you got Darkwing Ducks and Negaduck.
yep.
Every time a Darkwing Duck want to have a good time.
They just target
Negaduck show up.
yep. Now that bit makes sense to me. Now I have something to relate to understand the comedy stylings of Chris Rock.
I'm just annoyed that you're sitting here pretending like you watched Darkwing Duck.
Yeah.
How warm is an igloo?
Not warm at all.
I thought they had, like, they did some kind of engineering
they put a fire
or magic
in it?
Or
nah,
something.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
I really? Thought you could make it hot.
Nah, they're the
it's
dumbest.
It's nicer than outside.
They're the dumbest race.
Eskimos?
Yeah.
Well, they don't have any other words because they use all their words on snow.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they run trains.
You should see how many words they have for black people.
Just one?
You think the snow one is.
Just one, and guess what letter it starts with?
Yeah. It's S-N-I. That's a new name for Eskimo.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Wow.
Oh, fuck. Wow.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
definitely racists have gotten to that before us. There's
oh,
no way.
Of course.
I mean, I think...
This is a nice Looney Tunes mug.
Thanks, man.
Where'd you get this? Six Flags?
No, I got it as a little kid.
Damn, we should go to Six Flags.
Eldest broke it.
Once your foot's better, come to Six Flags.
I'll go
me.
To Six Flags, dude. I'll go to motherfucking Six Flags. I'll hit a fucking...
How about instead of Six Flags, it's a...
No.
Hold on. Hold on. It's an amusement park called Six Letters.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I respect that you didn't go obvious, but also no.
Yeah. Well, you didn't even know. There's a lot
I think
of things.
I know.
I can think of two different words that have six letters in
yep.
it.
Yep. Both of those are things that I don't think you should say.
And Taz comes up and he's like, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. Beep.
He does a little tornado and there's like an N and then like exclamation point and pound sign. I don't know what's funnier, saying the N word or not saying the N word. You know what I mean?
Definitely, let's just stick with not either way.
Yeah.
Depending on what is funnier or not. But yeah. I think not saying it is funny.
It's going to be so funny to see how poorly this podcast ages.
Geraldo used to yell more.
Geraldo didn't have a show like that.
Geraldo didn't have a show.
A talk show.
No. No.
Yeah.
No, you're thinking you're thinking of, what's his name? Montenegro.
Montel.
Montel, yeah.
No.
Montel. Yeah, it is Montel, but that wasn't who Nick was talking about.
Race. No, it was. I thought Montel's name was Montenegro.
Montel Williams. No. Geraldo definitely had a talk show.
No, he didn't, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned that from the prop boys.
Property Brothers?
Yeah. The property.
You got to go open floor plan.
No, Nick.
Property Brothers.
You're in a real N-word mood today.
Yeah.
But it's spring. It's nice out.
It is spring, yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
There is a correlation between
racism.
Nice weather.
Not racism. It's just sometimes it's so nice out, you got to use slurs.
Sure, that's yeah. true.
You know? We'll that's why they used to not let them in at the pool. Because they're like, what, I'm supposed to censor myself on such a beautiful day?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that makes sense. That checks out.
Yeah. Look, don't ever question my knowledge of American history.
I never will.
We should put a little money. I mean, listen, we make money from the show. I think we can put a little R&D into it.
Yeah.
So we can make one
really nice dick.
What? Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Put a little R&D into it. Yeah.
How
mouth.
About NRD? You know what I'm saying?
Nope. No, not that.
Okay. I just thought maybe people would like it if it was NRD.
I hope my mom gets fucking dicked down by Nigel Thornberry.
Yeah. How about instead of Nigel Thornberry?
No.
Right. No!
Right. I just said how bad.
Stop it!
Okay. Guy-Joel Thornberry?
Guy, oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. This guy's alone.
Mm-hmm. Guy-Joel Hornberry? He likes to fuck. Gay Nigel, there it is.
Yeah, okay.
That's the answer.
Let's just go around the room.
Hey, Eliza!
We almost didn't have it there.
But thank God.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be in the next Star Wars movie. I can't be seen saying homophobic things. Mm-hmm. If I'm trying to be I'm trying to replace R2-D2 as one of the robots, but I still look like a man.
Yeah. I think that'd be just, good. They're going black.
You're body painted as R2-D2. Yeah. You're fully naked. Uh-huh. You just have white paint on the top.
My hard R2-D2.
Hard R2-D2.
Yeah, yeah.
Beep, beep, beep.
Beep. They're like R2.
I feel like we
beep, beep, beep. They're like, Lando, I am so sorry.
Beep.
Hard R2-D2, please.
Bingy's like, I mean, look at that. That's
they got to do an episode where she gets fucking catcalled by the crocodile.
Yeah.
Damn!
Just a crocodile wearing like fucking, just like a big linen suit, spats and shit, a fedora.
Even got gators on. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I killed my own friend. I killed my own friend for these.
You know how many gators I killed? Gator, please.
Come on over here. Give me some of that human pussy.
I hate these gators. These
dark-skinned gators.
These dark-ass gators.
A light-skinned alligator.
These dark-ass gators.
Hey, little mama. Why don't you come over here? Feed me a whole
chicken.
Oh, yeah,
she's 19.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I want to say I didn't say anything crazy. All I said was they got to get the crocodiles.
Yeah, I both said she had big tits, that she was ugly as a child, and I did that African-American alligator that doesn't like...
The self-racism.
Yeah.
The self-racist.
I'm the black. These dark ass motherfucking gators.
You're ruining all my shit. I'm trying to have a nice Sunday.
Dude,
that's
a fucking UCB class character.
You gotta dude, I'm going to fucking sign up for classes at UCB. always go black eye every time.
Dude, you got to like write a sketch, Puerto Rican alligator.
Yeah. Oh, Durham, she does. Okay.
No, I'm not cheating on my
Dasha
friend Dasha.
I'm not cheating on Dasha.
This is fucked up, dude.
I would be a fool to cheat on Dasha. And I have publicly stated that if we break up, I will be hooking up with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Is it Ocasio?
Sexualizing a fucking...
I thought it was
Ocasio.
I'm not
a woman.
I'm just saying
leader.
That I think we probably have a lot in common. We're both intellectuals.
You're stupid as shit.
We're both
You're
smart.
Ugly.
We're both inspirational.
You've only harmed the world. She's helping
couple
the world.
Of,
we're both Latina.
What's the term? N-I-G-G-X. You ever seen that one? That one's my favorite.
Instead of Latin.
No, I think it's Latinx, Nick.
Oh.
It's Latinx, mm-hmm. Nick.
I thought when you can't tell what type of dark they
well,
are.
Yeah.
No, come on.
That's what black Dominicans are called. That's
I
with David
that,
Ortiz.
I sent you that video of that Dominican guy that looks exactly like LeBron.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit is so funny. Me llamo LeBron James.
LeBron James. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Okay, anyway.
Shuts out Timmy. Mm-hmm. Timmy the kid.
But yeah, but it's not, right, it's not a comedy special.
My nuts
it's
itch.
A one-woman show, right?
I mean, I guess.
Were there punchlines?
There were. I mean, it's like, you know, it just seems like shitty Australian comedy.
Yeah,
but then there's a whole section there about how she was raped.
Yikes.
Oh, that's what it's about?
Yeah, she's like, men rape me. I was raped.
Oh, jeez, Louise.
Yeah, I don't trust men because they rape me. It's
she
like,
said it like that?
Don't do it in a funny voice.
Did she say it? Yeah, exactly. If you want us to take you seriously.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Did she say the N-word or...
She did.
Implied it.
Yeah. I mean, we all know what she means by men. A whole pack of them is what the term she...
They were wilding out.
Yeah.
A whole pack of men.
Wiling.
Mm-hmm. Bunch of...
They all came out of it. Wilding.
Well, she is from Tasmania.
Is she?
Really?
Yeah. That's where they make them.
That's where they come from.
Mm-hmm. Look, if it was just a limp thing, I wouldn't have to piss on people. It's not going to make you not want to piss on people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're still going to choke bitches.
Mm.
All that stuff.
Still going to have to do it. Chew it and do it. So here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code CUMTOWN. CUMTOWN. And you know what the N stands for. Just pay $5
nice
for
hard
shipping.
Dick.
Yeah, nice hard dick. You get one of those N-size dicks if you just use promo code CUMTOWN.
Nice hard dick.
Nice hard dick. A dick hard to the nth degree.
Maybe we should go to fucking Kuwait or
Paris.
What were you saying?
Paris?
Yeah. You want to move to Paris?
No. That would suck. I feel like I would get kicked out of Paris pretty quickly.
Why? Why would you get kicked out of Paris?
I keep saying N-words in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Mm. Bum, bum.
You'd be going bum, up to Caribbean guys bum, and be like, who let these? I'm like, no, it's a song.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
And there's so many black people in there, too.
There's a lot. Like, there's a lot.
Yeah, who let these? It's like, oh, look, I didn't understand what the song was about. I thought the song was for guys like me.
You could do a whole series of those, you know?
Mm-hmm.
N-words in Rome. You know? Uh-huh.
N-words. Oh, just different cities?
Yeah, different
That's
places
a good
you
idea.
Could say the N-word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson
is a rapist.
Is a rapist. Yeah. So, you know, yeah. You win some, you lose some. You can,
well,
sometimes
I mean,
you call him right.
Yeah, I have insider information. What? Why are you laughing?
No reason.
Because all I said was insider information.
Yeah, I know. And it's funny that you have that.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you get it from?
All I'm saying is I have insider information. What? Why is that funny?
No, it's just funny that you claim to have insider information.
Yeah, like you're in the scientific community or something.
Like from who?
Scientific community, yeah.
Scientific.
A member of the science. What? Why is that funny?
It's not.
Yeah. Not funny, dude.
It's funny because you're dumb and you don't have.
We're laughing.
You don't remember,
yeah, we're
man.
Laughing.
It's just
at
I know
you.
Something about that scientist.
Yeah.
I just, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, dude.
Jacobin.
Jack Offbin.
It's named after Jacobin.
Yeah, I've got a website called jackoffbin.com.
I love that.
Uh-huh. It's a garbage pail that
pictures
you...
of Angela, beautiful Angela.
Well, Angela Lansbury?
Alexandra or Kels?
No. Angela.
Nagel?
Yeah, I didn't want to say her last name, but...
Because it's too close to that other word?
Yeah, because I consider it...
Any word with that starts with N and has a G in it somewhere, yeah. You won't say.
Yeah.
Everyone hates her.
But that's why people are mad at her, right?
No, yeah, they're mad at her for writing an article or something.
Oh, I thought it could was because her last name was racist. It's like $20 on Amazon Prime. It'll be at your house. Prime now. It'll be at your house in fucking 3 hours. You don't mm-hmm. even have to leave the house.
Yeah.
And if you
Slave will bring
sign
it.
Up with promo code N-I...
No.
Type that in.
No
in
promo
the,
code.
In the tip notes. Yeah.
Type that in the name when it asks for your address.
Yeah, you'll get a special message from the delivery man. In regards to the podcast.
Can you tip a delivery guy for Prime
You're
now?
Supposed to.
You're supposed to.
Yeah, but can
Who
you
Who brings
tip?
It? Not
the Can you? Yeah. Will they allow you? Will someone shoot me
I've never
if I
this.
Tip someone?
I think
Shut
you
the fuck up.
I've never used
Will
it.
Will I be arrested if I try and give a
you literally,
overworked person money?
You literally have to go in and edit it so that you don't tip. And Adam's like, what? I didn't even know that
I've
was
never
a way.
Used Prime Now.
You guys are, my powers are weak right now because I'm sick.
You're throwing up juicy lobs to us, man. I'm sorry.
What is that, Dutch?
His name was Adam Friedland, and they were like, we have to change it to something less gay. Yeah.
Maybe his parents were Scottish, and his name was supposed to be Ronald.
Rold.
Rold.
What about Raoul?
His name's Ronald.
What about Raoul Dahl?
You don't see Raoul's a lot anymore.
We ran out of ends at the children's hospital. All the ends had to go for the war effort in North Africa. They had to use all the ends for war rations to
the
sell.
Letter, the actual
they
letter
They need
N.
this letter
the
N.
The letter N.
They're bringing the letter N to North Africa to use in the
Stepping
war
in
effort.
To explain the bit.
He means a letter. Yeah, he's got Norwegian parents.
Nice.
FDR. What a name, huh?
Mm-hmm.
FDR. Can you imagine if it was FNR?
Mm-hmm. I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Franklin Nunez.
No.
Roosevelt.
All three of the bad ones.
Oh, yeah. And he won still. Yeah. He was such a good... He was such a good candidate. They're like, let's rebrand him just as the initials.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, who named this guy?
That's his name?
Yeah. And then people saying the whole name, but emphasizing the middle one like they do Hussein.
Right, right,
Obama.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That's who you want to be president. Boop. Boop. Reboop. Oh, that one's good for me. And he's in a wheelchair.
He's disabled.
Yeah. And I guess he was the most progressive president.
Yep.
Yeah, dude. Well,
it's the racist, New Deal. The New Deal.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they say he stole a bunch of shit from like a woman and a black guy or something?
Yeah,
like
it was all a black woman's idea.
Yeah.
You watch My Neighbor Totoro?
I've never seen Totoro.
I always thought it'd be cool to redub that with black voice actors and it's a similar title.
Okay. That works.
It's really? You think that would be cool?
Well, I mean, for an urban crowd.
That works.
You would want the dubbed version, the mainstream one,
yeah,
and then also an urban version,
yeah, right,
for wide.
It's like Martin Lawrence,
damn,
as the Totoro.
There go Totoro.
Yeah,
this is really funny.
Bitch, I got a cat that's also a bus. Is Cat Williams is Totoro?
Wait, Totoro's a bus too?
No, there's a cat bus in the movie.
Oh,
that's what that cat bus shit is from.
I owned a car for 24 hours. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm just a
You're both
you tell
Carmella and AJ Soprano now.
Mm-hmm.
You have Carmella's car and AJ's driving skills.
Mm-hmm. Some,
say it.
Someone stopped
say
really abruptly in front of me on the Long Island Expressway.
Say what you said before.
Say the word you used to describe them earlier.
Yeah. And...
It was not. It was not.
No.
It's on the tip of.
It was a different word.
That's not the word. And I did not use the word that you're suggesting.
That's Nick just concentrating, by the way, guys. That's
Ooh,
not.
Nah, nah, nah. I'm about to say
the N word tonight.
Ooh, nah, nah, nah.
Yeah. Ooh, nah, nah, nah. I'm about to say it.
Yeah, I feel pretty terrible.
I used to
it's
know.
Got. It's
I
one
used
or the
to
other.
Know so many more words.
And yeah, I don't know shit. I'm so fucking stupid.
I know like really just one word mm-hmm. that I can think of.
Mm-hmm. What
if
is
I,
it?
If I try and think of words, there's only one that pops in my head.
No, don't say that one.
Maybe we're making young men stupid by not letting them
say
words.
A specific word.
Because mm-hmm.
you get stuck on
about.
One word.
Right.
Then you can't learn more words mm-hmm. after that. Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Maybe that's the appeal of MAGA, is it sounds so close. It's so close that...
Does it?
It's close enough
I didn't
that
think
no
that
one will ever
just
suspect
now.
It. The perfect crime.
Yep, no one suspects MAGA guys of being racist. That's yeah. certainly true.
Well, no one's getting mad at them for saying MAGA.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Check, check.
Pussy, pussy.
Check. You're listening to WNIGGERFAG, the sweet sounds of Cincinnati's finest jazz.
That's not the radio station's name, Bill.
I'm sorry.
You've worked here for 40 years. You got to stop saying that. HR's up our asses.
I'm sorry. I've said it wrong again. It's WKRQ. So go to MacWeld.com and get 20% off using promo code CUMTOWN20.
Damn.
That's C-U-M, T as in Thomas, O as in
Omega,
Omega, W as in white.
What?
And as in nationalism. 20.
No.
As in something else.
Yeah, no. Not that.
Yeah. Okay, it's come down. That C as in Caucasian uprising.
No, right it isn't.
Master.
No, this works too well.
Master
and I don't
treason.
Like it.
God
of
damn.
White nationalism.
The clues, they were there the whole time.
Okay, yeah. MacWeld.com is smart design premium fabrics. 20% off using promo code COMETOWN20.
the best.
Let's start the show.
Live I told in-game all the wagering. Advertisers that we're doing this new thing where we're trying to do the reads as fast as possible.
Oh, they'll love that.
Auctioneer stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But BetTSI.com is a game over. We're back to the show.
But we will.
And it's called subliminal messages.
In that 45 seconds, we will mention prison rape.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
be clear, it won't stop being problematic.
Yeah. What I start doing is I go, I'm now placing the ads in the middle of the N-word. So knee, BetTSI.com. Is the new premier BetTSI sports gambling website, GER.com.
This is going to make them stop. I think you found it.
No, it's not. Because people have been waiting for years to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm not going to promise you an ad-free use of the N-word.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, this
if
is
you
for,
want to hear the N-word, you got to listen to the ads.
Yeah, you can't
yeah.
skip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm now advertising within the N-word. Uh-huh. It is a mid N-word sale of an ad read, and it costs $50,000.
Now, it's weird that people will admit to reading that book without shame.
The Game?
Yeah. What do you read? Like, I remember people would like announce it as if it was like a book they're reading.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not like a fact on how to trick people with sex.
Well, I read it because I'm a student of human nature.
Yeah,
yeah. And I've read all the great psychological.
I'm reading
tomes.
Sun Tzu's The Art of Fucking. Girl. Nice tits, dipshit. I noticed you looking at my fishnet top hat. Perhaps you'd like to go on a date, dummy. About mishearing the word negging.
No. Stop cheering. It's a lot easier to make these jokes when we don't hear the cheering. Yeah. The cheering makes me feel bad.
This is bad, dude. We should stop doing this podcast.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
And you're like, maybe the Charlottesville guy just wanted to be a race car driver. And I was like, yeah!
Okay, well, maybe I
should just go have a sandwich.
So what's that promo code?
The promo code is GAYN.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Wait, what was it?
G.
No.
FAGGER. NIGGOT.
No, it is.
Nick. What? I didn't spell anything bad. What did I say?
They're fake words.
Yeah.
They're made up words.
It's not. I didn't say anything wrong. You can't get mad at me for it. I'm doing Punisher style spelling. I'm teaching kids to spell Punisher style.
Oh my god.
That is certainly Punisher style spelling.
The Ridge wallet is designed exclusively for military first responders.
For players.
Players and partners.
VDNs. You know.
No.
BDNs.
No. Yes, but it doesn't mean we. It just means something else.
I actually made onigiri the other night.
Whoa. Really? Chill
well,
it's
out,
like
dude.
The cheese and the tuna. Like
why
tuna
do you think
melt.
I made it?
So you can say that out
yeah,
loud.
Yeah. Exactly. I had to open my windows and be like, just in case anybody was wondering what the smell is, I'm making onigiri. Just in case
smart.
You were wondering. It's
hello?
Onigiri. It's a Japanese meal.
It's Japanese. You're not allowed to get mad at me. Yeah.
It's like it's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. A series of commercials. Where somebody's like, what's that? It's onigiri. And a black guy's like, what the hell? And it's like, no, it's onigiri. It's Japanese. And that's like on the bottom of the screen. No, it's onigiri.
He said onigiri.
The Japanese guy's just still pissed. Or the black guy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You're just wearing a kimono.
I'm wearing a kimono.
How about this? You reboot Hanukkah, but it's weed oil that lasts for 13 days.
I like
or
that.
Whatever.
I like that. And you get high with your parents.
Mm, yeah. It's called Heineken.
Heineken, dude. Yes.
Yeah. Just listening to
Happy Heineken to all my Heinekens out there.
No.
But it's the Q.
Yeah,
one.
I get it.
Yeah.
No, I see what you were doing.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
The Q one that's okay to say.
It was not okay to say.
The play is under review.
The play is under review.
The play is under review.
Yeah. No, New York says it's okay.
We're overruled on this one.
Yeah. Overruled. Yeah.
Damn. Heineken is really it, though, dude.
I'm going to be in Tokyo at the end of January, but if you are an English speaker, I'm going to be having a show for no English speakers. We're recording my special. It's going to be me in a room of Japanese people that do not speak English.
That would be awesome.
And I'm going to do a little bit of my poo-poo caca. I'm going to do all my classic
that might crush.
Bits. Yeah. And I'm
just Adam and doing Japanese comedy. Yoshi Takaka Roko.
No, it's going to be in English.
Moku kule? Moku kulu kure?
I'm going to do some of my thoughts on...
Kuruki Igaranaku?
That's not what I sound like.
Igaranaku?
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Igaranaku?
No, don't press any buttons. You're
I'm
fucking
not,
up.
I'm not going to press.
Nigaru
no.
I don't know.
Maybe this guy.
Yeah, you're that guy.
I don't know. Maybe actor. This actor. You see a movie? Famous guy.
Oh, the guy who got ripped recently?
Yes, it's me, Kumail Nijija.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Silence!
There you go.
Damn it.
Cool,
it up.
Cool male.
Nijiani.
Cool male Nanjiani. Yeah.
We're back on Entertainment Tonight, and everyone can't stop talking about the hot bod of Kumail.
It's just his name. You can just say it. You don't have to bleep it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got confused between his name and a different word. Mm-hmm. And I, Mario Lopez, have to apologize.
Yeah.
I was just clarifying.
Yeah. But it's kind of...
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Fuck.
This is how
it sounds like you're in everyone's head.
Can I get
head.
A cool voice you'd, like that?
No, only I'm getting the cool
dude,
voice.
Dude, let me get
Nick,
it.
Nick, you sound really cool.
I know I do.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yes.
Help me, I'm trapped in Adam's ass. It's me.
I'm Ezra,
a little
that guy.
Boy, but I'm trapped in Adam's gaping ass. It's me, Gay Eric.
Wait, who's Gay Eric again?
What?
Okay, all right. Hey.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Go on a diet, you fat bitch.
Okay.
All right.
And we're back.